Now we're holding daf ayin chesam beis the bottom of the Mishnah. Mishnah says shochato chutz lezmano. Let's say the shecht of the korban toido was a machsheves pigul. They had a mind to eat from the meat or to eat from the lechem tomorrow, the wrong day, or else for chutz lemkaimer. They had a mind to eat from it in the wrong place. So locher is kiddush lechem. Yes, lechem is kodesh. Since it makes the psul pigul here, it makes the psul the avoidus exceeded done. Therefore, it's called the korban was brought. And therefore the lechem is kaddish. And who are din? It's nasa pigol or postel. Avad lemaisi can't eat this lechem. Now it has a psul pigol. Whereas chutz mekayim it's postel. But I call upon him the kedusha was chal upon the lechem. What's going to be shochato v'nimtzeis treifa? Let's say the shecht of the korban atoida. And afterwards they found out that the korban was a treifa. Then like kiddush lechem, and the lechem has no kaddish. That's like a psul kaidim shchita. The korban was not fit. So it's the sack and the shchit is not mekadesh the lechem. What's going to be shochato v'nimtzes balas mum? Let's say after the shecht of the korban, now they found out that it became a bal mum, that it was a nikah before, let's say, bedukin shabayin, a bal mum in the eye. So Reb Lezer oimer kiddush, yes, still the lechem has its kedusha. We'll see in the Gemara why. Since the mum is not nikah so much, she holds as a loch like your model, lo yerdu, that the korban is, the lechem is kedush. The Chomer and the Chomer say no, like Kiddush, no, since Lamaisa the Korban is possible, it's not Makadosh the Lechem. What's going to be Shochotah Shleil Lishmo? Let's say the Shech the Korban Atoido, Shleil Lishmo, not Lishem Atoido, Lishem another Korban, or else Vechein El Hamluyim. The same thing by the El Hamluyim, if they were Shechted Lishem another Korban, Shleil Lishmo, that they're also Lechems brought with El Hamluyim, that we had before the three different types of Matzahs, Vechein Shnekivsi Atzeres. The same thing by Shavuos, when we bring the Shtei HaLechem, but the Shritas of the Kivsi HaTzeres is Mekadosh the Shtei HaLechem. In these three cases, Sheshocht and Shleil Lishmon, if you shech the Korban Shleil Lishmon, the Lachri is Lo Kiddush HaLechem. The Lechem does not become Kaddish. Now the Gemara says, Mas Nisin Mani Rabbi Meir, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. The Tanya will learn like this, Zeh HaKlal, this is the Klal. That kol shep is sule kodim shchito. Any time the korban became posel before the shchito, let's say it was a treifom, then like kiddush alechem, the lechem has no kedusha, wasn't the korban at all. What's going to be though? Pisule achashchito. Let's say the psul comes the achashchito, then kiddush alechem. Yes, then the lechem is kodesh. Because then it's called the shchito, so man of the kedusha was chal already. Now, shoch to chutz lezman of chutz lemkoymoi kiddush alechem. Why? Because this is a psul that chal after the shchita. Like it's a shchita done with pigul, but it's always called the lechem pigul is called an avoido. So since the psul is chal like after shchita, therefore it's kiddush alechem. What's going to be though shoch to v'nimtza shreifa? Let's say you made a shchita and you found out the animal is a shreifa, so it's a psul even before the shchita, then like kiddush alechem. Then the Mishnah says, Shochatov and Imtzis Balas Mum, let's say the Shecht and it came out that the Korban was a Balas Mum. So it says, Rebbe Lezer Oimer Kiddush. Yes, it's Chal Kedusha. Rebbe Shu Oimer like Kiddush. Divu Rebbe Meir. These are the words of Rebbe Meir. So we saw Mishnah counts are very good, like Rebbe Meir, that the Psul is Kurdim Shchit, it's like Kiddush. The Psul is Liacha Shchit, it's not Kurdish. And what's the Smachlekis between Rebbe Shua and Rebbe Lezer? That will soon say by Balas Mum, that's the Smachlekis. How do we consider this psul? But these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says like this. He says no, that lenechleku Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, that there's no machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua al sheshochotov v'nimtzes treifa shlo kiddush. That if you shech the animal and came out to be a treifa about it shlo kiddush, that they all agree, because that's called the psul kodem shchita. V'yal chutz lezman lo shekiddush. If you made a good shchita, just you had a mind of machshavas pigul to eat from the meat or the lechem tomorrow, that's called a good shchita. It's mekadosh the lechem. And a chenami tchal a psul pigul on the lechem, but I call upon him there's a kiddush chal on the lechem. V'yal ba'mum shaloi kiddush. This is where Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua agree that if you shechted the korban that came out to be a ba'mum, that avada loy kiddush is no kedusha. If so, v'yal man nechleku, where is the machlekes? The machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is where they shechted the korban toida and they had in mind to eat from the meat in the wrong place. So Rabbi Lezer is good, and since the mitzvah was a kosher shchita, even though it made the korban posel, but it's called the shechita that made the korban posel. Therefore, the lechem receives its kedusha, just the lechem also becomes posel. If you have Yeshua, no, that's the chiddush like kiddush. Yeshua holds no, since the shechita makes a psul, it's not matter the korban. Since it's not matter the korban, it only makes a psul in the korban, so such a shechita does not give any kedusha onto the lechem. Now, Omar Rabbi Elezer, Blazer says, let's say both of them make the korban posel. Whether you shecht it with a machshava to eat from it tomorrow, or you have a machshava to eat from it the wrong place, both shechitas, both machshavas pass of the korban. If so, Rabbi Elezer turns back to Yeshua, my chutz lezman kiddush, just like if you shecht it, you agree to me with a machshava to eat it tomorrow, with chal pigul in the korban. He agreed that the lechem is kadosh because the ma'aseh is called the ma'aseh shechita was done. If so, af chutzla mekayim kiddush, the same svara shabli. If you shechted the korban with a machshava to eat it the wrong place, it's called a shechita. It makes the psul in the korban true, but it's called a shechita in the korban. So what then it should be mekadosh the lechem? What's the svara of Rabbi Yeshua? Om Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua says back, no. Ho yuv chutzla mekayim posel. Listen, when you shecht the korban with the machshava to eat at the wrong place, you pass on the korban. Who would din? A baal mum is also a posel korban. If so, I'd rather learn out. Ma baal mum le kiddush, just like you agreed to me. If you shecht the korban, it came out to be a baal mum. It's not mekadosh the lechem, there's no kedusha chal on the lechem. That's not called a shechita in the korban. Is av chutzlim kaima, the same thing when you shecht the korban and you have in mind to eat from the meat in the wrong place, since that only passes the korban, that's not called the good shechita, is like kiddush, it's not mekadosh to lechem. Says the shayla, that when you have the machshava chutzlim kaimai, is it more daima to pigul, or is it more daima to balmum? Now, what's the sort to say that chutzlim zmanoi is more to mekadosh to lechem than chutzlim kaimai? So, top Rashi, it's mashma, the first says, what the chutzlim zmanoi the pshat is, that you're in the Azorah, at least you have a machshava to eat it inside the Azorah. It's only the wrong time. Therefore, it's more of a mekadosh to lechem. Mashenk and chutzlim koimoi. With him doing the wrong place, it's like the machshava is in the wrong place. Therefore, it's more of a swer maybe to say, it's not mekadosh to lechem. Says the shayla, is chutzlim koimoi doimet to chutzlim zmanoi, or is the psul chutzlim koimoi doimet to a balmum? Samora says, O maloi Reb Leza. Ani dimi isu l'chutzlis manoi. Blessed, listen, I hold chutzlim koimoi is doim l'chutzlis manoi, that it should be mekadosh to lechem. V'yato, but you Rabbi Yeshua, you hold dimi isu l'balmum. You hold no, that a chutzlim koimoi is more doim to balmum, the both psul. So now Rabbi Lezer says, let's see, nira l'midoim. Like he hears both stodim, that's why you have a machlokes. You hear both stodim, and now let's sit down to think which one is really right. If chutzlim koimoi is doimu to the psul of chutzlis manoi, you'll be right. Then I'm right to say what it is mekadosh to lechem. And im doimu le balmum, if it's more doimu to balmum, ni doimu be balmum. I learn now from a balmum to say what that it's not mekadosh to lechem. Seistro Reb Lezer lo doin. Reb Lezer started to make a swear like this to say the way he should be right to say what's more doimu le chutzlis manoi. Why? Donim psul machshava mi psul machshava. Both of them have a psul machshava. Chutzlis manoi, you have a mind b'shashchita or b'shach avoides teed at the wrong time. Chutzlim koimoi, you have a mind teed at the wrong place. But the ain donim psul machshava mi psul aguf. I should not learn out the psul of chutzlis koimoi from the psul of a balmum. A balmum is a psul aguf. Maybe that's a different psul. That's called the psul koimim shchita. Mashenka here is called the psul yachas shchita. Avad it should be mekadosh lechem. That's Reb Lezer's svara. Now, his chorib Yeshua started, Lod and Tadashin like this, Donim psul shein by chorus, mi psul shein by chorus, learn now from psul doesn't have chorus, from another psul that doesn't have chorus. In other words, both chutz lim koimoi and balmum have no psul chorus on it. But v'yal yechir, do not bring me a proof from chutz lezmanoi, for the psul of pigul, she psul sheyesh by chorus, there is a psul that has chorus to it. So over there, the pshat is could be b'shah shechita. Since the shechita is called the shechita in the korban atayda, it's such a good shechita that it puts a psul pigul inside the korban, and it makes a chiyuv koros. That's called the shechita. Therefore, the lechem is mekadosh. But by these other two, by the chutzlim koimoi since there the shechita does not make a psul isakolis upon the korban, maybe there it does not pass on the korban. Maybe there the shechita is not mekadosh the zevach. That's one svara. For yoyt, secondly, nidoyno mishloi lishmoi. Let me learn it out also, mishloi lishmoi. Shepsul machshava v'yein by chorus. And over there we say it's not mekadosh the lechem. So you saw psul shalosh, or chutzlam koimoi, should be the same thing like a psul shloi lishmoi. And in both times the psul machshava, and there's no chiyuv chorus. And the mice of the korban, the lechem is not kodesh. So v'shosak Reb Elezer, Reb Elezer kept quiet. Masha Yeshua is right. It's more daima to the psul of shloi lishmo. So the kid said, "This is the way Reb Yehuda learned the machlokes between Reb Elezer and Reb Yeshua." Now the Gemara explains. For Reb Meir, according to Reb Meir, the way he learned the machlokes, Maishna shochta v'nimtza streifa. Tevi psula kodim shchita. How come you hold use? Everybody agrees. If you made a shchita and found that it was a treifa, it's not mekadosh to lechem. Or Maishna shochta v'nimtza balas mum. Tevi psula kodim shchita. And how come you said, like, in the case of a balas mum, that Reb Elezer holds as kodesh? How could it be it's kodesh? You made a shchita in the balas mum, the chur should be doima to a treifa. That the chur is a psul kodim shchita. So what does Reb Elezer hold, according to Reb Meir, that the shechita of a bal mum is mekadosh the lechem? So more interesting, the case is talking about bedukin shebayin baliba to Reb Akiva. We're talking about not stam any bal mum, only a bal mum that is a scratch like in the eye that makes a pkum, a pagam in the eye. And it goes according to Reb Akiva shechita the yom that he says this type of a mum of a bedukin shebayin, a scratch in the eye, the yom that we say yemalu lo yerdo. So if it goes up, it does not come down. That means to say, if you have a korban like this, if you have a korban that you found that it was a bal mum with a duke and shabayin, so b'kiva shechita is imhalu, once it goes up on the mizbeach lo yerdu, you do not take it down. So therefore, it's called like a shechita, it's called a korban, and therefore, Rabbi Elezer holds, it's mekadosh to lechem. Ah, you saw what's Rabbi Yeshua svaro? If Rabbi Yeshua holds like this, ki yom Rabbi Kiva, when does Rabbi Kiva say, imhalu lo yerdu b'psul the gufay? What's nagay to the korban itself? That the yevid of such a korban, you made the shechita on, you made the avoida of the zrika, and now you put the emur on top of the mizbeach, so we did not take it down. That's nagay to the psul, the goof of the korban itself. Avul kedusha lechem lo yitma, but to mekadosh lechem, that does not say. In other words, nagay to mekadosh lechem, about that this shechita is not called a good shechita, and therefore he holds it's not mekadosh lechem. Now, yitma learn like this. Chatis. You have a korban chatis, and you shechtu with the machshavas of tigul. You had a machshavat heat from at the wrong time, so it also lay teret. And once it goes up, we do not bring it down. Like b'diavad, if it's on the mizbech, mizbech is mekadeshit. We do not take down the emurim. What's going to be chutzlim koyma? Let's say b'shash chita, you had a mind heat from the korban the wrong place. So here it's a machlekes that Rav Omer teret. Rav says, here it's terid, here it's worse, here it's not called a kiddush at all, and therefore it's terid. Rabbi holds no late terid, did not take it down. It's called that the shechita was mekadeshit enough to say that once it's on the mizbech, we did not take it down. So Mar says, Lechura, this machlekes Rav and Rabbi, Lechura, Rav shigol like Rabbi Yeshua. Lechura Rav, it says what in Malu, it's terid, shigol like Rabbi Yeshua that holds, that by when you make a shechita on the korban atoidin, you have a mind chutzlam koimoi, that he said it's not mekadosh to lechem. So pshat is not called a shechita at all. Therefore it's teirit, and who adin is not mekadosh to lechem. For Rabbah that says no, that him olu lo yerdu, luchur yos like Reb Elezer, that holds the what? That if you make a shechita on the korban atoidin, shlebim koimoi, still it's mekadosh to lechem. So who it's all machlekes, Reb Elezer and Yeshua. And the Gemara says, if so, really it should be that for Hoda Bei Rabba, the God of the Rava, that Rabba should retract and now agree to Rava's halacha, that Rava is the one that says that Imolo it's Tered. Why? Me the Hoda Bei Reb Elezer, the God of the Rabbi Yeshua, that before Reb Elezer, like was Chayza, retracted against Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua brought a good proof that just like a Shechita Shloi Lishmo is not Mekadosh to Lechem, Hoda Shechita with a Machshavas Chutzlam Koim is also not Mekadosh to Lechem. But Dika Diami something like this, no. Afagav the Hodeh by Reb Lezer Lagav Reb Yeshua, even though Reb Lezer retracted before and agreed to Reb Yeshua to say that Chuslam Koimoi is not Mekadosh to Lechem, but I'll tell you Rabba Lagabe the Rav Loi Hodeh by, but Rabba did not retract and agree to Ravo. And why? Hosamu de Komalei Nidoino Mishnah Lishmoi. Over there, Taka, Reb Yeshua was right. He brought a proof that just like the Shechita Shleil Lishmoi on a korban toid is not Mekadosh to Lechem, since so what in a Shechita of Shleivim Koimai should also not be Mekadosh to Lechem. Abel Ocha, but over here, by this Chatis, Idantalei Mishleil Lishmoi, if you want to say that the Machshavos of a Chatis, Shleivim Koimai, should have the same Aloch like a Chatis, Shleil Lishmoi, im also let Tered, Avadish Midaloch here, that the Mola, once it goes up, is like Tered. So you have here by Korban Chatas, everybody should agree really to Rabba that we say when you shech the Korban Chatas with the Machshava Shlach Chuslam Koinoi, Enechnami, if it would be a Molu, but the Ever, if the Korban itself, if that's called the Psul Aguf, and the Korban itself, if it would be Olu, Avad would be Lo Yer, you don't have to take it down from the Mizbeach. Therefore, again, again, to the Korban Chatas Avad Vapaskim Monolu, like Tered. But again, to the Shalom before, about the Kiddush Alechem, there it's not poshut whether it would be Mekadosh Alechem or not. But Kopon, that's only the way Rabbi Yehuda learned the Machlokes before. But our Stam Mishnah L'chur is like Rabbi Meir, that our Stam Mishnah says, Shoch to Chuslas Manah v'Chuslam Koimoi is Kiddush Alechem. Our Stam Mishnah holds no, that the Maisa is called a Shechita in a Korbin, even though it makes the Korbin possible, but still it's called a Shechita, that it would be Mekadosh Alechem. Now the Gemara says at the end of the Mishnah Shoch the Shlo Lishmo. If you make a Shechita the Shlo Lishmo in the Korban, it's like Kiddush Alechem. Some of our Papa says Shovak Atana Didan El Nozir. Our Tana left out the case of an El Nozir, that when a Nozir brings his Korban, he also has to bring two types of matzahs with it. How come he left it out the Shechich, even though it happens much more often? V'nokat El Himiluyim. Instead, our Mishnah says the case of an El Himiluyim that only happened one time, B'shasta Miluyim, B'shasta Chanukas of the Mishkan. Yeah, St. Moran says, V'tana didan, ikim ilsa nokat. Our Tana says the Ika case that we learn out, the loch of El Moses from El Miluyim. Therefore, it says El Miluyim in our Mishnah. But really, the same loch would apply to the El of a Nozir. That the loch is when you bring the lechem, comes because of the Korbin. So only if you have a shechita, a good shechita in the korban, you mekadosh it. If you make a shechita shlo lishmo, since the korban is fossil, that's not mekadosh to lechem. Now the pshan now mishnah is again. Our mishnah says that shochto v'shecht chutzlus man v'chutzlam koyma, you are mekadosh to lechem. So if you v'shecht shlo lishmo, then you're not mekadosh to lechem. And the chiluk is you v'shecht shlo lishmo, so it's not called like a korban toida. Not Yotzi Yechoyiv, it's Poka the Shem Korban Toidish Shaboy, therefore it's not Mekadosh to Lechem. Mashenke in the Chedushim of Pigul of the Machshav Chutzlam Koimoy, or Chutzlis Manoy, even though those Machshav is Pasol the Korban, but we had the Gemara before, it's always called Korav HaMatik Mitzvosoy. It's said that you brought the Matirim and Adarab, when you bring the Matirim of the Korban, that's what makes Pigul in the Korban. Therefore, the Maisa, it's Mekadosh the Lechem. And the Chanami, but the Lechem is possible, it has a Psul Pigul, but it has a Kedusha to it also. Now the Mishnah says, Hanechosim, Hanesochim, Shekitcher Bakli. The Nesochim that the Kiddush is in a Kli, then the Nimtzu Zevach Possel, we find out the Zevach is possible. In other words, the Nesochim that comes with a Korban Eidol, that's a Korban Shlomim, that you have to bring the Yain or the Mincha. So you put it inside a Kli Shoros. So it was Mekadoshit, B'shach, the Shechitas of the Zevach, the Nesochim became Kodesh. And then we came out with Nimtza Zevach Posel. Let's say the Psov is Rikas Adam. So what do we do now with this Nesochim? So it says, Im Yesh Shom Zevach Achar, if there's another Korban over there that could use these Nesochim, so Yikur V'imoy, then bring these Nesochim, this Yain, or this Mincha, with that Korban, is Yikur V'imoy. V'yim lav, let's say though, there's no other one though, v'yim lav, then yis lublina, then let just the nesachim stay overnight, lav psulina, and the next day you could burn it. Samora says, O maziri, ein ha nesachim miskachin, ela b'shchita sazevach. the Nesachim only receives his Kedusha with the Shechitas and the Zevach. In other words, not only put into a Klisharis, but after you put the Yayin or the Mincha into a Klisharis, then when you make the Shechita on the Korban Oil or the Korban Shlomim, that's what's Mekadosh to Nesachim. That's what Ziri is Mekadosh. So Mura says, my time, what's the reason of Ziri? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Zevach on Nesachim. So, when is the Nesachim Kodesh with the Zevach Beshas the Shechita the Korban? More so, let's see, tonight it says, now Mishnah, ha-nesochim shekitcha b'kli. When you put this yayin or the mincha inside a kli, and then v'nimtzo zevach posel, then it came out that there was something wrong with the korban. Let's say the shechita was wrong, or the zrika was wrong. So it says, im yesh zevach, acha yikrivu imo, if there's another korban there that needs this nesochim, you could use these nesochim for the other korban. V'yim lav, if there's no other korban though, yifs lo belina. Let it stay overnight with the psalin, and then you burn it the next day. So now, what's the problem? What happened here with the zevach? My love isn't the case talking about the yifs of a shechita, that it became posel, the shechita was not done l'shmo, it wasn't a good shechita. And still it says that the nesachim is kodesh, and you have to have a lina on it. So here you see, even though it's a psal b'shash shechita, still it says that the nesachim has its kedusha, and therefore you have to make lina, there's a psal lina on it. Otherwise you can't use it. So here you see what, that they're without the shechita, just putting the nesachim inside a klishar, that alone is mekadeshit. So here you see, not like ziri. So Morris says, loy, the yisul b'zrika, I tell you, the Mishnah is talking about that b'shash shechita, it was a good shechita. Therefore, it was mekadesh the nesachim that was put inside a kli. Just later, b'shash zrika, the dam was nishpach, they didn't make a good zrika. So Morris says, come on, who's it go like then? Kerebi, the yom the Rebbe holds, shnei dvorm hamatirim. Two things that's matir over here, what's matir in the Sochim is the Shechita and the Zrika. Malin Zebelay Zeh, you can have one without the other. So it's either the Shechita or else the Zrika is Mekadosh in the Sochim, even though here Bishas Zrika was possible, but since she had a good Shechita, therefore it's called in the Sochim has its Kedusha, and therefore if now there's something happened to this Korban and you can't use in the Sochim today, so you have to wait till overnight it has a Psalina, then you have to burn it. Torah says, no, afilu teimer Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Even if you want to go according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, I'll tell you, okay, my askinon, going to kibbul domon, the kais, where they made a kabbalah sakli in a kais. So the dam a little bit was fit, really, to make a zrika. Venishbach, and then after we came in the kli, then the dam was spilled out. And I'll tell you that Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, sovala kavosa di avua, he owes like his father. The yom that he says, koloi melizwik is kazorik dami. So in other words, since over here there was a Kabbalah b'kli, you makabah the dam b'kli. So since once it's a Kabbalah sakli, if you hold according to Reb Shimon that he says koloi melizwik is kazorik dami, so it's like the ma'aseh zrika was done. So therefore, negay to the kiddush of the nesachim. See, even though taka two things on the kaddishet, the shechita and the zrika. But since it was fit for the Zrika to be done, it's also enough at least to be Mekadoshit. Therefore, it could be Mekadosh the Nesachim. Satsha na Mishnah. Oh, Mama, what we just said before, it says the Mishnah, Yei Zevach, Achar, Yikra V'imai. If there's another Korban oil around that needs Nesachim, you could use these Nesachim for that Korban. I've Omer Rav Chizav Chizav said, Shemen, Shefrisha L'shem Mincha Zer, Posel L'shem Mincha Cheres. If you set aside shemen for one mincha, you cannot use it for another mincha. So here also, this nesachim, once you set it aside for this korban oila, and something happens to this korban oila, how could you use it for another korban? So where it says, Amar Rabbi Yanai, leiv bezdin masna lehem. Here I tell you the special tonight bezdin. Bezdin makes it tonight in all the nesachim. Whenever you have nesachim that you're being brought for korban, so I tell you, bezdin makes a special tonight. That in Hutzrachu, if they need this Nesachim for this Korban, then it's good. But v'imlav yehele zevach achar, if you do not need this Nesachim for this Korban Oila, you could use it for another Korban. So such a Tanai Mikora. For all the Nesachim, that if you need it, it's good, if not, not. The Merach asks the question, Yochiv sol Sheminami, why don't we make a late Bezdin a Tanai for the Shemin also? Sheminami. So Mora says, Shemen gufa de minchu. That by Shemen here, the Bezdin can't make it tonight. The Shemen, that's the mamish, the mincha itself. So if you're making it for this mincha, you can't make it for another mincha. Marshenkein, the Nesachim, that's not the goof of the korban. So the Nesachim is not the goof of the korban itself. You bring a korban oilah, just as the mitzvah with the korban oilah to bring the Nesachim. So the Nesachim, there, Bezdin can make up tonight to say, if you need it, use it for this korban. If you don't need it for this korban, you could use it for another korban. But our korbanim, still the Mishnah's mashman, once it gets its kedusha, the kedusha doesn't go off it. And therefore, if you have no korbanis to use, by tomorrow you have to burn it. Tomorrow, now the Gemara's question, why? V'lisni aleyim. Why doesn't Bezdin make a snayim them like this? T'nefku l'chulin. Then in case you do not need the Nesachim for this korban oilah, it should go l'chulin. And then you don't have to worry about burning it tomorrow. Adarab, it goes out l'chulin. Samar says, no. Gzeira, this is a gzeira, Shem Yirma, maybe people say, Moitziyah m'klisharis l'chel, that even though something was put into a klisharis, you let it take it out and use it for chulin. The gobir was in the klisharis, you're taking it out. So therefore, this gzeira, they're both not want to be moderate and make it into chulin. Samar says, no, hashtanami, now also, gzeira, there should be gzeira, Shem Yirma, maybe people say, that Nesachim Shefrish L'Shum Zevach Zeh Kisherim L'Shum Zevach Achar, that should also be Gzerah. People think L'Chatchil, even though you're Mafresh Nesachim for one Korban, and for some reason you can't use it for that Korban, you're allowed to use the Nesachim for another Korban. And really we're saying you're not allowed to. It's only because of special Svorah, here Bezdin made a special condition L'Chatchil. So one of them may have the Gzerah here also. Tamura says, Acha Ilmor Hisni Matisio Ben Yehuda. He explained like this: Kogoyin Shehoya Zevach Zevuach V'Yisashol. The Mishnah means in the case that when you have the Nesachim ready for your first Korban Oilah, and then something happens wrong with that Korban Oilah, that you're allowed to bring it for another Korban if that Korban had a Shechita right then. So it doesn't look like you're using it for another one. It looks like L'Chatchila it was set aside for that Korban. But at the time when you brought in the Nesachim for your first korban, there was no other korban that had a shechita done already. What do you want to tell me? Nifsa melina. Then you can't use it, and you have to let it stay overnight. Have a selina on it. If so, adatani seif. What does the seif have to learn? In lab, if there's no other korban around, then yifsa melina. Then let it stay overnight and burn it the next day. Say better. Lift, look, divide up, for listening and learn, but the door by itself. That the medvar mamurim. When do we say you're allowed to use these nisachim for another korban? Shoyis hazavach zavuach b'yisashor. Only if there was another korban geshachtan at that time. Avolein zavach zavuach b'yisashor. Unless there's no other korban around at that time, then loy, then you're not allowed to use it. Smur says true. I'll tell you hochinam mikama. This is what the mishnah means to say. That the medvar mamurim. When do we say that you allow to use these nesachim for another korban? Shoyis zevach zavuach b'yisashor. Only if there was another korban had a shechita done at that time. Avolein zevach zavuach b'yisashor. But at that time, the shashi had the nesachim ready. There's no other korban that has a shechita done to it already. And echanami nase kimish nifslo belina upsulim. It's as if there's a psulina chal on these nesachim already that you cannot use them anymore. And then echanami you cannot use nesachim anymore. Even though Bezdin made it tonight that you should be able to use it, but still there's a gzera, people think that you're allowed to use one for another korban. Therefore, it's only muta b'shas that when you have the nesachim ready for one korban, the other korban had a shechita done already. Then it doesn't look like you're taking it away from one to another, but looks rather like l'chatchila was made for the other one. But in the chanam, at the time when you brought the nesachim for this korban, and you made the shechita on the korban and something went wrong with it, there's no other korban is now ready for another nesachim, and the chanam, then these nesachim cannot be used. So where is the question stam? Or meyistel Reb Shimon, is it true that Reb Shimon holds this svara of Levi Bezdin, Master Levi Bezdin can make it tonight? I've Omer Rav Idi Baravin, Omer Rav Amram, Omer Rav Yitzchok, that Omer Rav Yechanon, Tamidin, Shleihutz v'chulit Tzibor. If you have a korban not tamid that was not yet necessary for the tzibur to be used, so divrei Rabbi Shimon ain't niftan tamimim. You're not allowed to be proud of them when there's still a time without a balmum. But the divrei chom according to chom shita niftan tamidim. You are allowed to be proud of them even without a balmum. What's the swear? Why? Because it's a leiv bezdin masna leim bezdin made it tonight. That if we need this kabbonis for the korban not tamid, then very good. But if we do not need it, it has no kedusha. So, who you see him, Shimon holds, you don't make a takana. You don't make a leiv bezdin. So Marin says, no, there's a big difference. I'll tell you, Shani Yosom, Yislu Takanta Bria, there's a big difference that if the Behema has a Takanta Bria, means you could pasture it in the field, let it become a Balmum, then you could be prayed for it, so the Bezin doesn't have to make it tonight. But Shani Yosom, here by the Nesachim, if there's no other way to use it. So therefore here, Bezin makes it tonight, Bezin to say that the Sata said that the Nesachim cannot be used for this carbon, you can still use it for another carbon, because otherwise it'll go to waste. By shaking by the korban, it there's an eitzer out to let it pasture, become a balmum, and then you can be pointed it. So Rabbanan did not have to make a tanai right now. Now the Mishnah says, Vlad toida utumroso. Let's say you have a korban toida that gave birth, and you have a vlad, or else utumroso, or else you have the tumur of a korban toida. And he says, that tachazel. Or else hifrish toida v'yavdo. You set aside one and you lost it. V'yifrish acheros tachteo. And then you set aside a second one. And now you found the first one. So lochur is einu tun alechem. These three do not need alechem when you bring them. The vlad of a toido, or the tumura, or the chalipin of a korban toido, does not need lechem to be brought with it. Shneimer the pasuk says, fehikriv al zerach hatoido. So we darshin hatoido tun alechem. The first korban toido that needs the 40 lechems to be brought with it. But v'loy vlado, not the vlad of a korban toido. V'loy chilufa, not the chalipin of it. These three, even though they're brought l'shem ataida, but I call upon them the lechem you do not have to have. Lechem it does not need. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on in the next tape in the Gemara.